Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to talk about multiple topics. As per usual, the chaos. Chaos is the norm today. Today, the new normal is chaos. The new normal is lies and deception. This is the new normal. This is the new world order, based on nothing but chaos and deception. Because as long as you're in a state of chaos, you won't be able to think, won't be able to function, can't function, because things are too chaotic. Nothing makes sense, right? Nothing makes sense today, because it never did. See, this is the interesting thing about making sense, and even the terminology we use. I was thinking about this today. What makes a successful relationship? What determines and defines what is successful in a career? What defines success on any level? Pick them. Successful parents, successful wife, successful husband, successful career person, successful person taking a vocation. What defines success? What really defines the success? The answer pretty much is it's not whether or not you achieve your goal. It's more or that you're making the money that you think you need to make, or I don't ask me what a successful marriage is. I can't even begin to tell you what that is. I have no idea. Marriage, in my mind, is a form of chaos all its own. Two people get together with two dynamics, somehow coexist under a roof, and the only common denominator is don't know. I don't know. Some say it's love. I wonder. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get here is this. Success is usually defined by the system, by the matrix, by the place you live, the environment you live in, what's propagated on television, the perception that is brought into play in determining what is successful. One person's success is they're making $1 million a year. They think that's successful. But that's basically, again, a perception based on the mainstream media. Another person thinks that being successful in a career may be because they own their own business. Again, and their business is thriving, making X amount of dollars, or they have a certain consistency in a clientele base, or whatever the situation may be. That's all based, again, on perception, based on the reality that we have been taught what is successful. And usually, and I was watching Elon Musk talking about how people fail. I don't necessarily adhere to everything he does or says. I'm not an Elon Musk groupie, but, it wasn't him. It was Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson who said, not Elon Musk. Jordan Peterson made a comment which I found was really outstanding, and he stated that the reason why most people fail is because they're too busy comparing themselves to other people, because the status quo and the perception of what is successful is based on how well you associate yourself with the matrix. And some people know how to do that really well, others don't. So as a result, one person looks at another person and sees that they appear to be successful because they are more attenuated to the matrix. The reality is this. Everybody is a unique creation. God made us that way. We're made in His image, after His likeness. And God, as far as I can tell, is multiplex, multidimensional. So when you're looking at somebody and you're trying to base the perception of success on how a person appears, or how they associate, or how they do things, or even if they have accomplished goals. He made a good comment. He said the only person you got to compare yourself to in order to measure and gauge your success is yourself. Is yourself. You know, as a believer, anybody who's a believer in God sets God as the standard, as the goalpost, as the place to be more godlike, to be more like Christ, to be That is the standard that we're all supposed to be racing to if you're a believer. If you're believing in God, this is what you strive for, to be more godly. That's a measure of success. And even if you don't measure up to this standard that you think should be, you have to still evaluate yourself and think in these terms. And he made this point. It was a really good point. And I'm saying this because a lot of people, you know, they look up to different people. Some people look up to me, and all I am is a guy who knows some stuff. I got, you know, I put on my pants one leg at a time, just like everybody else does. I tie my shoes one leg at a time. You know, I pee, poo, sweat, and everything else, just like anybody else. You know, get mad, swear a lot, whatever. You know, just like anybody else. Nothing special here, except that I am special to me. Because God made me unique. That's why I'm special. Not because I have any gifts or talents. These things, gifts and talents, can be acquired just by applying yourself to whatever endeavor you're doing. In the Bible, it says if you're faithful in little things, you'll be faithful in bigger things. So it's a matter of evolution and growth in order to attain that level of whatever it is you're trying to attain. So these things can be added to you. But the real measure is yourself. Who you are. Are you working at whatever? And it may take you a longer period of time to reach whatever goal you're reaching. But again, as long as you're working at it, that's really the measure of success that you're striving. We're right now in the middle of a war. A bad one. This is a war of demons, literally. And the measure of success here is not whether we win this or lose this, because in the end, God's going to win this, not us. God will deliver us. That's His promise. But the measure of success here is we don't yield. We don't quit fighting. And I don't mean grabbing a bazooka and a tank, which, again, is very tempting sometimes the way I think. But, again, I'm not supposed to think that way, but sometimes that happens. I'll blame it on MKUltra. They put this in my head. Which it wouldn't be really far from the truth, because all that's been going on has been, you know, made me think in a certain way. Let's just leave it at that. But that you continue to educate yourself, you continue to fortify yourself, you continue to stand your ground, and understand that this war is, as the Matrix stated, it's a war over your mind. It's a war over your soul. It's a war over your spirit. And the Bible says that in the last days, even the elect might be deceived. Well, there's a lot going on that can fool people. There's a lot of things happening today in this war that makes you think for one minute we may be having a small victory in this war. Somebody said something, done something, and then it turns out to be a total farce. And again, that's designed to further diminish your fight, to further discourage you, to further make you feel that you're hopeless. This is a state of hopelessness. State of hopelessness. Aha, got it out. Okay. Where you're going to find your strength is in two spots, actually three. You'll find it in yourself to resolve that you're not going to quit no matter what. You'll find it in God, that God will sustain you and give you the strength to continue in the fight no matter which endeavor you're going into. And you'll find the strength in other people who are like-minded that you can associate with and can talk and speak freely in whatever form or fashion regarding to this fight or other things, you know. That you can associate like friends, neighbors, and even family. That's where you're going to find your strength, the real strength here. You know, in other words, if you are looking again and making a comparison, that we're, you know, that they got this, they got that. Well, they do got all the toys. They got the advantage. This is one thing they do have. I'm not going to blow sunshine up anybody's arse here, but they do have the advantage because they've been working at it longer than we have. And they assaulted us. They created the attack. Now we're regrouping and we're fighting in any form or fashion that we can. And everybody's doing talk shows and doing different things and presenting things and coming up with facts and whatever. The one thing that you'll need to always remember, the truth will set you free. Sometimes the truth is a bitch to hear. I gotta tell you, Some days it's like, gee, jumping Geronimo, you know, here we are, hearing this shit again, or hearing this shit, period. Whatever it is that it may be that's coming across the wire there. And sometimes it's brutal to hear it. But, you know what? It's better to hear the truth, know what you're really up against, so that in your striving, you can strive correctly in the right manner and how to fight the battle. We're going to see a lot of deceptions. A lot of things are going to pop up, especially in the area of nano. I used to talk to Brian all the time 13 years ago when we were talking about the nano and we were working on it together and collaborating. And got, you know, when we initiated the study, he actually initiated. He got me to look at it. I looked at it and then I got involved with it. The thing that happened there, which was really a major victory on a lot of ways, is we got on top of that nano before they could come along and sell it as some sort of panacea. The only thing that popped up was that carbon C60, which was nothing but pure bullshit and crap anyway. And then they came out with the zeolite after that, and then they had the Adia Clarity before that. These were all form of nanotechnology, a silica aluminate material that the nanotechnology will use in order to assemble and to perpetuate the network inside you, because when you add the components together, it becomes a superconductor. But we got on top of that first, and we started showing before anybody else had a chance to come up with some pie in the sky bullshit about a product that's going to save the day and save the world and going to make you live longer and give you a bigger willy, and you're going to have bigger boobs and a tighter ass and big muscles, and you're going to have brains and live forever and longevity and all that bullshit. Because that's how they sell the health industry. Oh, you're going to live for another 99 years. This pill here, we're going to make you live forever. Oh, you're going to have an erection like you've never seen before in your life. Oh, your breasts are going to be so outstanding that they're going to be outstanding. You know, stuff like that. Your ass is going to be so tight, you're going to squeak when you walk. You're going to lose all kinds of weight. You're going to look like Dynamo Joe. All this is how the health food industry sells health with vanity. So this is, and carbon C60 would have been, carbon C60, that's what they came out with as well. You're going to live, monkeys live to 99 million years. You will too. That bullshit there. But anyway, the concept was we got it out first and we were already expressing the dangers of this stuff. It only took 13 years before everybody else finally caught up to it. And now what we're seeing going on the nano front, the genetic front, is the graphene. Now graphene is the big enchilada. You know, graphene this, graphene that, you know. And what people don't understand is this is how they direct you and direct your focus on one thing. Because they know they're going to lock you down on the thought that they're going to put out there, just like they did with 5G. 5G has been... We're so far past 5G, yet everybody is talking 5G, 5G, 5G. And that blows me away. And like I said, I cannot understand how everybody doesn't realize that by the time they brought that 5G up, they had already 6, 7, and 8G in the works. That's how they work. That's how they play. When we got that nano out there, we basically put a kick. We gave them the boots, basically. Because we got ahead for once, we got ahead on something before. Because if you notice the health food industry and the health gurus and all these people out there talking whatever shit they're talking, always are playing catch up. You ever notice that? Always playing catch up. And most of the time when they play catch up, they come up with the wrong advice anyway. It's a hoop. Pine needle tea and anise is going to save the day. You're dealing with biotechnology, genetic engineering, and these are going to stop that from happening. It's incredible when I hear stuff like that. It's incredible what I see with the nano. And I got buddies of mine telling me all the time, because I'm so advanced, I see things a lot of people don't, which is true. But then I try to present that to everybody so that everybody else can see what I'm seeing, so they don't get tricked into whatever. But people still will get on to this. Graphene is going to be the big hubba hubba for a long time. And the thing about nanopoisoning and nanogenetics is it's not just graphene. You got titanium buried in there, you got silica in there, you got aluminum in there, you got barium in there, you got thorium in there, you got uranium in there, you got cadmium, you got all kinds of particulate matter on a nanoscale that on any given point is assembling and causing sometimes irreversible damage. These people that have gotten the injections are pretty much hooped. And you're not going to get that out, and all I see happening is it's just going to be a languishing death for a lot of them. They're going to be in a lot of pain. All you're going to be able to do at that point is try to alleviate some of the pain, if that can be done. So the numbers game that they're always talking about, the VAR is, we had 300 people die today, you know, got infected with COVID today, or the Lambda, or the Delta, or the Deviant, or the SARS-CoV, or whatever, and next thing you know, it'll be Babalooey Screwy. It'll be the next new name for the virus, you know, Babalooey Screwy. Oh, there's a new outbreak of Babalooey Screwy. Ooh. And it's a numbers game. If you really want to know the numbers, because the VAR is only reporting 1%, then multiply that number by 99%, and that's how many people have got infected with the injected. Not because of an outbreak, no. Outbreak my ass. There have been so many people now that have been injected with whatever shit they put into them that now they are spreading the infection through the injection jumping. You know, contact vaccinosis is another term for it. So as this stuff keeps jumping, the numbers are going to go back up, and it's going to go back up because they want the numbers to be told in that fashion so they can continue being controlled by the drug companies, because the drug companies are telling the governments who signed these ridiculous deals with Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and Sputnik and Johnson & Johnson and the Simeon thing there from China, whatever, the Simo shit, whatever. They have signed agreements that they now will be dictated by the drug companies when to buy, how much to buy, and to make it so that the people will use these things, so they fabricate the numbers. And as a result, more and more people are getting infected by the injections. Not because there's a boogeyman out there, God forbid. Oh, boogeyman, he's going to come take me away. Oh, whatever, you know. You know, I. Another thing I fail to understand. We're all going to die one day. Pretty much. Some of us may make it to the end and not die, but there's a good chance the majority of us are going to be dead one day. That's a given. One day we all die and stand before the Almighty and give an account of how dumb we were while we were down here. This is a given, you know. So I don't understand how this has made such a boo-ha here on why people are afraid. Shit, you can walk across the street, across the corner, and somebody can run you over with a car. Kill you. You know, you can go into a restaurant, eat something that might have some food poisoning and could kill you. You know, you could go swimming in a swimming pool and drown, kill you. Die of a heart attack. Die of some autoimmune disorder, you know. Die from stress. Die from marriage. Oops, well, maybe. Maybe. You get the point. Death is an inevitability. I don't understand why we're afraid of it. It's going to happen. I think what you should be afraid of mostly is, you know, how you're going to present yourself to the Almighty. I think that's the big thing to be a little bit concerned about. But death is an inevitability. So I do not understand the panic over this. You know, you can get shot. Get mugged, you can get beat up, you can get robbed, you know, a lot of different ways you can die. That's the interesting thing. Death can come at you from so many different directions, and you never see it coming anyway. Imagine this. Well, this has actually happened. I shouldn't say imagine. This is how. Imagine you're going into a doctor. You get your shots. You get your two shots. You walk outside the medical office. You go to your car, and somebody runs into you. That really did a good job protecting you, didn't it? One of those satirical things, you know. Got my shot. What'd that person die of? COVID. I was listening to somebody talking about how they tally the death. How if you did die of a heart attack or died of cancer or died of some diabetes or anything, you know, autoimmune, got hit by a car. And if you had COVID, they counted as a COVID death, even though COVID didn't kill you. And then a buddy of mine sends me something today. Did you know that the job market has opened up exponentially? Because so many people have been dying every month, the job market now is opening up wide open. Now, don't you find that a little odd? The more people are getting injected, the more availability for jobs are out there happening, waiting to be taken. But here's the catch. Here's the catch. Because you have to understand, in order for you to get your shot, or in order for you to be talked into getting a shot, you have to be coerced into it. Here's a lollipop. Here's an ice cream cone. Here's an ice cream stick. Here's a bicycle. Here's some guns. Here's some bullets. Here's 4 years university, all paid for. Here's a $2,000 a month surplus that we're going to give you. All you got to do is take the shot. Take the shot. I wish they'd offer me to take the shot. You're taking a shot of brandy, walking right away with the money. I mean, I took my shot, you know, or done what that guy did that one on one video. Walked into the clinic. He says, "Is this my shot?" She said, "Yes." He says, "Thank you very much." And he walked out. I mean, I could have done that. you could have paid me to do it, you know. They don't have that kind of sense of humor. But you notice this. I'm being all weird here on this because it's so ridiculous. If this really had a true benefit, they would not be pushing this thing at all. There'd be hardly any advance, anything going on. They sure as hell wouldn't be giving you $2,000 a month to sit at home. They wouldn't be offering you 4 years of university for free. They wouldn't be giving you, you know, offering you, buying you a car, putting you in the lottery to win $500 million, sending you to vacation, you know, free plane tickets to boo 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 boo. They wouldn't be pushing it. If this shit really worked, they would hardly be making a peep out of this. Any pharmaceutical that actually does something and actually works, you don't hear hardly anything about it. Aspirin was one pharmaceutical that got away from them, that actually will kill 8 different types of cancers, works as an analgesic, a blood thinner. It has all kinds of healing properties. When combined with copper, produces SOD and can help alleviate rheumatoid arthritis. It has a lot of powerful healing properties, and that one got away from them. But what they've done now is what they're selling in the drugstore, that shit is loaded with all kinds of excipients and crap. So if you do take it, the aspirin now will deliver those excipients and those poisons more readily to the body. This is what they've done. And there are some drugs out there that do work and work well and don't have side effects. Those you don't hear anything about. Those are the ones they try to take off the market quietly. But the shit that they want you to take, they push like hell. These medications and these injections and these programs and these operating systems, they have absolutely no value, no merit, no nothing. other than to expedite you into a grave. Hyperaccelerate your lifespan to burn out. It's always been the case. I got to give you candy in order to get... Look at the Viagra commercial. Not Viagra. The Viagra, Cialis, and testosterone. I used to go to Detroit years ago. It was a suburb of Detroit. This is my mom. We watched the stock market. And in that 20-second blip between the stock market and the commercial, you see a erectile dysfunction medication. First, you'd see Viagra. Then you'd see Cialis. Then you'd see testosterone cream. All in 20 seconds. Like they gave them each about 6.5 seconds or more, or just a little bit over 6.5 seconds to sell you this crap. I used to talk to my mom. I said, you know, Ma, I remember back in the day, you know, getting an erection, I didn't need to take a pill. You know, it happened. Produced enough growth hormones, stimulate, increase my testosterone levels, go on a date. No problem. Erections were there. Didn't have to take a blue pill or a yellow pill or an orange pill or any pill. And I didn't have to take a cream that could cause heart cancer because they were putting it in order to produce testosterone. So that made, you know, makes you wonder what happened to the biology of everybody that produces testosterone. What happened to the testosterone producing hormones in the body? What happened to them? Then now I got to take a blue pill just to get an erection. It makes no sense. But this they will sell. Most of the guys out there today will buy this shit, not realizing that there's excipients in there that will get lodged in their brain and don't come out. And eventually it goes into the hypothalamus, pituitary, pineal axis, and it starts to burn out that section of the brain. So for that moment in time, you got your flag raising and you're blowing your trumpet, dun da 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 da, and eventually you burn out that part of the brain where now it doesn't work anymore. And now you're taking a bottle of those pills and nothing's happening. It's just hanging, wind blowing, and it doesn't work. Because in their mind, they gave you what you wanted. In your mind, you didn't read what you were taking. This is what they do. Same thing with the women. They had women pills for women that were needed a little boost to get their sex drive up. But again, same thing. It stimulated the blood flow to the vaginal area and the clitoral area. So they wound up getting all, ooh, yes, indeed, but same thing, went to the part of the brain, and eventually it burned that out. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that they're doing today, it's nothing's changed, except now the level of intensity has increased dramatically because now they want everybody dead. They got to get rid of history. This is why all these directed energy weapons are hitting the planet. This is why all these weather fronts are going on, earthquakes and storms and flooding, because they got to erase their footprint of being here, because in their minds, they're going to be here for the next reset. So if everything is gone, see, what happened was they got sloppy on the last reset. Archaeologists and anthropologists and other truth seekers were finding along the planet different memorabilia from the last reset. And that got everybody questioning, you know, what's really going on, what's the truth, what's really happening. And this is why you can't go to Mount Ararat to see if Noah's Ark is there. Because that's part of the last reset. And they don't want anybody to know that there is a God. And God had saved a family. And their boat got stuck up in a mountain somewhere. So every time they've done a reset, they have erased their footprint. But they got really sloppy in the last one, because I guess they must have figured that they had everybody so stupid that they could get away with it. And the First and Second World War was designed again to further erase the footprint that they had before. I talk to some of my friends sometimes, and I say, when you look at the movie Metropolis 1927, that wasn't a fictitious movie. That was a movie based on facts done through a science fiction program. They were telling you they already had that then. When you see a lot of these old sci-fi and you begin to wonder, you know, how did they come up with these ideas, is because it was already existing. And they had to erase it. They wiped it out. Now we look at it and think it's nothing but fiction. It was all, you know, entertainment or whatever. People are going to look at The Matrix one day and say, wow, that was all, you know, what a fictitious story that was, because they won't understand the background behind The Matrix. They won't understand the background, for instance, behind the movie They Live. They're not going to understand this. They're not going to understand there are alien races in this planet that coexist with us, that may be below the surface or hidden somewhere. They're not going to understand that an AI network is controlling the whole planet, seeking to assimilate whatever's left of mankind. They're not going to get that. They're not going to see that in a recent, if there is another one, which I don't think there will be. I think the next one will be Christ coming back and the game's over. But this is what they've been doing. They've been erasing their footprint. But like we see archaeological remains of buildings, churches, places in the middle of nowhere that indicate that there was a civilization or a city or a community of people that lived in this region that which no longer live. They have wiped out sections with the nanotechnology, nanoengineering, the genetics. Even the Bible is telling you we're going to go back to the days of Noah, which was nothing but, again, genetics, frequencies, nano, high levels of technology, which is where we're heading. And the same technology that we are re-engaging into, because it's already been here, is going to be the demise of mankind again. When I read we're going back to the days of Noah, I in my mind, and sometimes I'm verbal, you know, I speak a little Canadian and say, geez, you know, those were not good days. Who wants to go back to, let's go back to a time when, you know, it was horrific. You know, when everything was so bad that God had to blast it clean. You know, it's anyway, but the point I'm trying to get here in all this tonight is that mankind has been at a war before. Same thing has happened. Populations were wiped out. Wars were developed. It's going to happen again. And if you have that in your mind, this is going to happen again, and to be prepared for that, then that's going to be half the battle. Getting with people who are like-minded is also going to be half the battle. You know, whatever your stand is on anything that's biblical and regarding to whatever you believe, all I'm going to tell you is this: get ready one way or the other. Because the one sure thing that is going to happen is we are all going to die one day. You know, tomorrow is not promised to anybody. And so the whole concept of being ready, getting ready, and being prepared to the best of your ability. Because like I said, they are advancing their movement rapidly. And we're stuck. I'm not stuck. But a lot of people are still stuck at things they were saying 3 and 4 years ago. You got to pick up your socks and open your eyes. If they've been popping things up all of a sudden, you have to understand that wasn't all of a sudden. That was because they have been working on it. While you were stuck in one paradigm, they were working on the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So by the time the next one pops up, then everybody's frantically trying to put it together, presenting their ideas and their theories, which most of the time isn't right or not accurate on any level. And you have to really stay on top of what we're at right now and evolve. Don't assume that they're stopping at 5G. That would be preposterous. They haven't stopped developing the hardware in these vaccinations. Why would they stop with the frequency assault? Number one, the war is on. They are going to develop their weaponry, or they're going to release the weaponry that they've already developed, and they will bring it on once they realize that whatever they're using at the moment is no longer working. Then the next phase of their weaponry will surface. That you can bet on. There isn't going to be this, 5G, start thinking 6G, start thinking 7G, start thinking 8G. If they're emitting transmissions from satellites, then you're going to be looking at 10, 11, and 12G. So, like I said, the war is on. They are developing their weaponry. You need to develop a contingency to whatever's coming. You can't sit there and think it's stopping here. I get emails all the time, and they're telling me that they're targeted individuals. They got the nano now. Nano's assaulted their body, or they're calling it more gallons, whatever. And they'll tell me even that they been listening to my shows for years, and now they're seeing this manifestation, which has been there for a long time anyway. And now they are starting to get into the research. It's a good thing that they're getting into the research. It's a bad thing. They should have been into it already. Better late than never. Okay, so the thinking has to be progressive. If your enemy is trying to kill you, and they're coming at you from one end, and then another end, and then another end, and then another end, you have to start preparing for these contingencies. What are you going to do if they shut down the power? What are you going to do if they shut down access to the grocery stores? What are you going to do when they shut down access to the farmers? What are you going to do if they invade your city? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they start hitting you with 6 and 7 and 8G frequencies from these towers? What are you going to do? That's how you got to start thinking. How are you going to get prepared? Somebody say, well, I ain't ready for any of that. Okay, most aren't. I always say this in a lot of my shows. If God is not the center of your equation, you have no equation. So one place to start is by putting God back into the equation. Because until you do, you're just wandering around lost. Number one. Number two, start studying what your opponent is doing. Start following the patterns. Don't get stuck on the fact they're only doing one thing. Expand your research. Expand your search base. Don't just stop at XYZ, go to ABC 123789, MNOP, just all over the place. Explore, work with other people. Everybody does a little research in whatever field they're doing the research and starts exchanging that research with everybody else. That is one way to create a great network to keep everybody up, up and up. Nothing is beyond fiction. Today, they are between 25 and 50 years ahead of us in just about every level. So when you're looking at what's going on, if you see something that sounds far-fetched, start researching it. chances are, the more far-fetched it is, the more accurate it is, or more truth it is. The more you start digging in on artificial intelligence and start looking at the dangers of AI, the more you're going to find how far down, you know, that gopher hole goes down. It's deeper than you can imagine. When you start looking at who is really controlling who on this planet, it gets really, really chaotic. But in that chaos, you'll understand that your president, your prime minister, your chancellor, your king, your queen doesn't control the shots. Your elections are all fixed. And the moment you begin to realize that, then you'll begin to realize that you've got a system that is completely controlled by an outside force. And you can determine that in any way, shape you like. So, just to give you an idea how crazy things are going, they are now talking about having sex with robots, which they were already doing in Texas and Toronto anyway. They had brothels for robots, so you can go and, you know, do whatever. And they were debating whether or not, I think down in Australia, about this. Is it going to make men and women desensitized to each other? I mean, what the hell, you push a button, you got a machine that can take care of your needs. You know, who needs a man? Who needs a woman? You know, push the button, where you go. And they were even talking about programming these robots so that they would be autonomous to a point that if you approach them for sex, they could say no. I mean, this is crazy what they're talking about here. But the point is with this, it's not about having sex with a robot. It's about integrating biology with technology. This is another way of getting into that realm. So they want you to start thinking on a base level, sex with a robot, which is really pretty base, you know. But when you actually look at it from a different angle, this is about integrating people with machines. Where have I heard that before? I found something today on one of my emails, and it's about a two-cycle motor, a Birkin engine. First time I heard of it today, and I decided to look it up, and this is the engine that we should have been using in the car, not this internal combustion engine. Anyway, I left a couple of PDFs for everybody to look at this. So, because if you have to go off-grid, this probably might be the engine you might want to consider using. It could power generators, it could run equipment, it could, you know, anything you're using a gas motor for, you could use this for the same thing. So I've decided to give you that to help you in your quest for autonomy and your quest for being off-grid. It's a two-cycle engine. The emissions are like 50% less than the 50% plus less than the automotive, the regular car engine, internal combustion engine, and it actually it burns more complete even the exhaust, and it has more power than the regular car engine. Imagine that. So. Figured I'd give you that. I also put on there, since we're going back to school, I was watching Liberty Channel yesterday, the day before, and they had a nurse from a BC hospital, and she was talking about what the bullshit that was going on and the restrictions they put on her and how she would talk to doctors and patients, and they would do it quietly. And then one of the patients went and talked to the head administrator. You know, this is the problem when you tell people the truth. Some of them are so stupid that they actually will get you in trouble for telling them the truth. And the person that got the nurse in trouble, I kind of wondered if they were there trying to make sure that their parents would die so they would get the inheritance. And, you know, things like that. But anyhow, So I was watching it, and she was saying that, you know, they're now going to be pushing the masking of our children back to school. I don't have children. Mine are grown, but those of you who do. And notice of liability. I put that back up there. So irrespective of whether you live in the United States or Canada, you can type out, get a printout, present that to the principals so that your kids are not subjected to this bullshit. Because we don't need kids growing up with brain damage. Wearing those masks for 6 hours a day can cause irreversible brain damage from carbon dioxide poisoning. So we don't need this for children today. We don't need, I mean, the ones that need to wear the mask all the time are the politicians. I have my reasons for saying anyone that would sign a contract with a drug industry that is so lopsided that they control everything, the whole narrative of the contract, and you get very little out of it. You can't even say that the Moderna or the Pfizer or the AstraZeneca or the Johnson & Johnson caused any problems with the people that had issues after taking these injections. It's in the contract. In fact, they have to basically back up the pharmaceutical companies that made these bloody things. They go into complete denial. You hear it all the time. Oh, no, it wasn't a vaccine. And then, you know what gets me on top of that? This is the kicker with me. I hear people who have had family members get the injection, and their family members die, and they say, oh, it wasn't a vaccine. Like, the program is just coming through loud and clear. It's like you want to pass, I mean, you just want to smack them upside the head with a 2x4. Are you effing stupid? You know. It's amazing. I've heard this. Oh, but it wasn't a vaccine. What was it then? They cannot connect the dots. They can no longer connect the dots. Mom and dad were healthy. They went and got their shots. Mom and dad are dead. What happened? Between the time before they had the shot, they were vibrant and healthy and doing things. After they got the shot, they're in the box. Is there a correlation here? This is why you can't sue the drug companies, because if you go sue the drug companies, the government now has to defend them. That shit should be disbanded completely. Completely. It is astounding, to say the least, that this is a deal that the governments of the respective countries have signed. And I don't know if the Haitian president had signed the contract with AstraZeneca, but he refused to take it. Now, maybe they killed him because he was in breach of contract, or maybe they killed him because he wouldn't sign the contract. Just like the Tanzanian president in Tanzania, after he sent all that shit to the WHO to have the, you know, shit and piss and dead fruit and everything else he sent, animal carcasses, and to come back, oh yeah, it's positive. They say herbalism is pseudoscience. This is just pure shit what we're seeing today. They talk about no science. Oh man, oh man. I put up another set of samples from the Netherlands. I got a buddy there named Ralph. He's out there doing the thing, checking the rain. And if you're seeing these samples, pay attention. They're going to be in our rain too. We've had, it's raining right now. We had a downpour yesterday. We didn't go outside. I figured, well, if Ralph is seeing this shit in the rain in the Netherlands and they've got a downpour, that's the last thing that needs to be saturated. You have to understand, everything is weaponized today. You really got to get your head around this. Rain is weaponized. Snow is weaponized. The wind is weaponized. The sky is weaponized. The towers around you are weaponized. The cell phone is weaponized. That effing TV you're watching is weaponized. Your house with the smart devices are all weaponized. Your car is weaponized. Once you start getting the big picture here. You begin to realize how, you know, precarious a position we're really in. And then on top of that, if all these things don't kill you, they will bring in the militia to finish the job. Now and more we're hearing about the Hunger Game concept. They're open. The CDC is going to be building this and building that to separate families. They've already separated the families. The CDC should be shot and pissed on, all of them, for what they've done. The FDA should join them. The Health Canada should join them. I hear stories all the time, people in my shop saying they can't even see their grandchildren because their grandkids are paranoid, and if the grandma and granddad don't want to wear a mask, they won't let them see the children. It's like, are you effing kidding me? It amazes me. Just amazes me. I put something else on here tonight too about the multi-wall carbon nanotubes. How humic acid actually allows these things to penetrate even more so, and creates a genotoxic and chromosome toxicity. Anything that has to do with nanocarbon is nothing but pure shit. All of it. It's the weapon. It's the main assault material they want to put inside you next to silica. Because carbon and silica are two most predominant superconductors out there. Carbon is harder than silica, more durable. But they do network, and they become superconductive, even more so. And like I said, when you're hearing the goofy gurus in the health food industry today, I will tell you straight out, 95% of them are FOS. Couldn't tie their shoe with Velcro, and wouldn't know a capsule from a tablet. And the shit that they're selling is what they've been advocated to sell, just like the governments are being advocated to push vaccines and to take the vaccines and to spend the money on them, whether they want to or not. The health food industry is absolutely no different. So before you go buy anything in the health food industry, check the excipients that are in the product. Don't look at the vitamins from A to Z. Oh, look at all this stuff. Look at the other ingredients. I'm just reminding you. Pay attention to the other ingredients, because those other ingredients could neutralize any benefits you're going to get from that pill, and you wind up basically collecting garbage in the colon, and then that starts to assemble. Everything has been weaponized. Even your clothing. If your clothing says nano anywhere on it, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. The WHO. I'm not talking about the rock group, which is kind of ironic that they named themselves after the WHO. Wonder if that was MKUltra. Are now lowering the danger of the corona boogeyman down to a normal flu. I wonder who's been telling you for a year and 7 or 8 months that this is all this really was, if anything. I wonder. Now the WHO, maybe the WHO's listening to my show. Maybe the WHO has finally figured out, you know, if we can't beat them, we may as well join them. I don't really want to pat myself on the back, not for that one. And 500,000 Americans are dead from these effing vaccines. That must equate to about 50,000 in Canada. Imagine that. Imagine that. There was an article that came out that British Columbia is about ready to get assaulted again with directed energy weapons. And they're going to be doing some nip and tuck in British Columbia. They're going to burn here and burn there. Burn a little there, burn here, burn a little there, burn a little here, burn a little everywhere. So be on your guard for that. You know, as far as directed energy weapons and how to stop those, I have an idea, but I haven't had a chance to find this graphene paint and aluminum paint. You think you'd be able to find this stuff? Even online, it's been a pain in the ass. So anyway, if I can find this, I will build my grid or my little blocker, and I'll let you know how it works. They're talking about the Delta now, and how the injections don't do anything one way or the other. Everybody that took these effing things are going to be dead. Probably by winter, I predict, this is my speculation. By winter, I'm speculating about 30% of the 62% will be gone. Because they're only down to 1/6 of their immune system. Anything that comes along from pollen to catching a cold, another flu, any kind of respiratory infections, pneumonia, could be the end. There's not enough there to fight. Something to consider. So again, another injection that was propagated and promoted and doesn't do anything. Imagine that. A drug that doesn't work. Gee, another drug that doesn't work. Another money maker for the drug companies, and it doesn't do sweet FA. Whoa. That's the business we should have all got into. We should have got into three businesses: politics, banking, and pharmaceutical. You couldn't get any more corrupt than those three. But you'd have a job. Amazing. Anyway, I always say it, you know, at the end of these shows, I'm going to wrap it up here. You know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Since the Bible is the playbook, and I've been saying this for a long time, the Bible is the playbook. What do you want to call it? Predictive programming? What do you want to call it? A scheduling of events? However way you want to define it, it don't matter. The playbook is the Bible. That's the book you need to read. In order to figure out where we're at and what we're doing, that's where we need to read. Follow the program. Follow the syntax. Follow the illustration. Follow the diagram. Because that's where it's at. So anyway, I'm going to encourage you to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, read what the Book of Acts, the letters, read Revelations. Stay informed. Let me read something. I saw this as a biblical reference, and I kind of liked it. I applied it more to myself, but I figured I'd share it. My son, if you accept my words and store up my command within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it for hidden treasure, then you'll understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Well, the one thing I will say about wisdom and knowledge and understanding, the more you have, the more you realize how dumb you really are. The more I've learned, the more I realize how inadequate and inept I really am. And I'm learning as I go, and I'm seeing things as I go. But it's a humbling effect when you learn something, see something work, and see something really manifest, something whatever it may be, however big or small, makes you wonder, really, and makes you think how little we really know, and how much we don't understand. So I put it up there as a reminder for me, and hopefully an encouragement for you. I always state as well on the show, we got people here that are, you know, trying to help you out. You got Brian396, you got Fiona, you got Catherine, you got Deanna, you got Liberty, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Yanni, you got myself. Everybody there is trying their best to make you, help everyone achieve awareness. I hate using the word enlightenment, but awareness. Because enlightenment will come as you study and as you apply. You got to apply, you have to study, and then you have to apply what you study. That's how it works. But anyway, you got everybody there that's trying to help you out. If you can help them out financially, please do so. If not, again, share the information. Share it. Share it with everybody you know. Maybe it may help somebody come to an understanding. Maybe it might help somebody come to a new level of knowledge. Maybe it might even help somebody find a little wisdom. So if you can, share the information with anybody and everywhere. All right. So on that note, I always say at the end of these shows as well, you know, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.